thank God for another morning that we can come together and begin to study the Word of God together and give God praise for just a wonderful day that we have today. And certainly we thank God for every opportunity. If He woke you up this morning, you ought to be grateful. If He started you on your way, you ought to be grateful because, you know, God is actually in the blessing business today, and He wants to encourage you and to do great things in your life today. And so every day that we get is a new opportunity to serve Him better and to walk in His ways and to help with kingdom building. The purpose of God is that He wants us to be strong and to help build the kingdom. I wanted to talk to you today from the topic about never giving up, because there's a lot of us who feel like giving up. Have you ever felt like giving up? Have you ever felt like, you know, you were very tired of the things that are going on in the world, in your life, and, you know, even in your home? Have you ever felt very discouraged and felt like, you know, wow, I just really can't take any more of this, you know, with all the bad news that we get in the news media constantly, and we also get very bad news even among our family members who are telling us that, you know, things are happening to family members. Just recently had some family member in our family to pass away. So, you know, it is a very difficult thing when we have death in the family, or even if you have disappointment and just frustration. It really doesn't have to be that bad, but you can also feel like giving up just because times are tough. You know, times are tough, and price of gas is high, and you know, price of fuel, and then who knows what's going to happen in the future with the food crisis and the things that we see coming on the horizon. Well, I have good news for you. I have a answer for you that I think that would be very much of a blessing to you. And it is a kingdom-minded answer instead of a worldly answer. Now, the world wants us to give up. The world wants to threaten us and make us feel discouraged. But our God is still on the throne. And that's one thing I wanted to encourage you with this morning. And I hope that you carry with you all your life, not just this whole week, but for the rest of your life. I will hope that you carry this with you. I want to go to Exodus chapter 14, and I want to show you someone who, if anybody, should have felt like giving up. You know, we talked about this yesterday too, a little bit about giving up, but I want you to see this example in the Word of God, because I think it's very relevant to the times in which we live. The Pharaoh, as you remember, was the enemy of God who kept the people of God in constant bondage. And, you know, today our Pharaohs of the day are no different. You may be in bondage to a lifestyle of sin. You may be in bondage to various things that are happening to you, and you have no control over them. There are high bills and various things that you're going to encounter in various situations of your life that just constantly seem to be keeping you in bondage. Bondage is in a jail. Bondage is something you can't get away from, and you want to get away from it. Maybe even somebody in your life who is causing you bondage. So what does God have to suggest? God suggested in the book of Exodus to exit. The word Exodus means to exit. Exit out of your oppression, exit out of your whatever is holding you back. Because remember, Jesus came to set the captive free, right? And that's what we want to see. We want to see us being set free. That's what Christ came for. He came to set the captive free. If anyone else is a liberator of men, it is Jesus Christ. If there's no other liberator of man, you can count on Jesus to deliver you. And He is the exodus. He is the actual exodus of God, exiting us from a lifestyle of poor choices and bad decisions. And not only that, addictions and sin, and a lifestyle of things that just constantly keep us from being what God really wants us to be. So in this book of Exodus, we can see that Moses now took the children of Israel, the children of God, God's chosen people, out of Egypt, and he finally got them away from Pharaoh. And wouldn't you know it, Pharaoh comes right back after them, and what Pharaoh wants to do is he wants to destroy them because they left Egypt. Even though Pharaoh had given them the Exodus, he told them, go and get out of here, because he didn't want any more plagues. He didn't want any more disaster to come upon him. Remember, Pharaoh lost his firstborn. And so he was a little bit mad or angry when Moses actually did leave. So when Moses left, there was a journey that Moses went out towards the Red Sea. And while he was on his way towards the Red Sea, Pharaoh assembled his army and went to war with Moses to try to capture Moses and recapture the children of Israel again. Over a million people in the middle of the desert were being chased by a huge, vast army of well-skilled and very powerful soldiers. And these soldiers were about to overcome and recapture the children of Israel, because the devil just doesn't want you to leave, right? That's the thing. I don't care what kind of thing that you've come away from. He's always going to come right back knocking at your door, just like a bad relationship that you get rid of. And then here, after this person misses you for a while, they come right back knocking at your door, just like bad luck coming again, right? And we don't really believe in bad luck, but we can say that the enemy will come back again. That's the way the enemy does. Remember when Jesus was being tempted in the garden? I mean, when he was being tempted in the wilderness, Jesus was approached by the devil, and the Bible says that he was approached by him three times. But then when he left, the Bible said he left them for a while. He didn't leave him totally. He was going to come back and tempt him some more. But the story ended with Jesus having the great victory in the wilderness. Remember, this is the way the devil does. He never leaves you alone. He will always come back and tempt you. Perhaps maybe you've been born again. You've given your life to the Lord. And then all of a sudden, here comes these old things coming back again in your life. I got news for you. God wants to defeat your enemy for you and give you total victory over everything that he is planning to try to bring back into your life. I don't care whether it's an old addiction, old habit, old ways that you used to have. Maybe you've slipped and you failed and you've made some mistakes that you said you'd never do again. Well, I got news for you. God's going to bury him this time, right? So that's what I want you to look at. Look at Exodus chapter 14. And then when the army had been assembled of Pharaoh began to pursue Moses into the desert and go out towards the Red Sea. Moses was given a command by God in order to get the people free. Now, I want you to understand the situation. Moses was really under pressure. He was under a lot of pressure because he had promised the people that God was going to deliver them. And yet nobody actually thought that the enemy was going to come out and attack them after they had been delivered. They thought they were free, you know, and that's just how it is. A lot of times, you know, you will get free from a situation, but that doesn't mean you won't have your challenges and you won't have your fights. And so Moses had a challenge. Now, the people were saying, Moses, you brought us out into this desert to kill us. You know, we should have stayed in Egypt. It would have been better that we stayed in Egypt. So this is your purpose? This is your big plan? And see, this is where it comes to depending on God. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about that because it's very important that you understand that, you know, at the moment when you begin to do something that is radically different, that is kingdom minded, that is directed by God, you will be challenged, and you will be challenged with the temptation to give up, right? To quit. And this is what the people wanted to do. They wanted to quit. They wanted to go back. They wanted to surrender. And Moses had the determination never to give up, to trust in God and never give up. And so this is really what I want you to see. There are three things that we're going to discuss today that I want you to know. You need to trust in God. That's number one. Number two, you need to understand it's going to take time for something that God is putting in your life, or a idea that God is putting in your life, or a goal to get free and to actually obtain your goal in life. It's going to take time for that to happen. And you're going to be tempted to give up. You're going to be tempted to want to go back. And then number three, I want you to see it's going to also take tenacity. Now, tenacity means that you're going to have to hold on to your faith until that thing happens, right? So that's what I want you to see. So I want you to see this because it's important, because, again, someone contacted me just the other day, and they were, you know, texting me in the chat. And they said, do I ever feel like quitting? Do I ever feel like giving up? And it really put it on my mind, you know, wow, that's really amazing that a person would think that, because sometimes, yes, you do feel like giving up. You do feel like quitting, especially when you have a lot of resistance, right? And yeah, it's a common thing. It's a common thing among all of us. We all get tired. We all don't want to continue on. But God has put a greater destiny in front of you than he's put behind you, right? Where they were coming from, those people really needed to see the end. And God was going to take them to a land flowing with milk and honey. You got to realize that whatever God is delivering you from, he's delivering you from for a reason. And that reason is to carry you into your destiny and into the design that he had for you when he first created you. That's why he came. He came to set the captive free. And sometimes we want to give up and just say, hey, it's easier to go back to what we used to do. And I was talking about that just yesterday. I said, you know, how a lot of times we've been trying to share truth with people. And sometimes you say to them certain things and then they reject you, and you feel rejected. You feel alone. But you know that God has put a word in you, or the truth in you, and you want to share that truth with people and to bring them out into, you know, an understanding of scripture and also God's purpose and plan for even this time that we live in. You might want to share that with them, and then they turn around and they are just worldly. They are just worldly. And you say, well, what's the use? What's the use of me even sharing another word with another person? You may feel like giving up. Well, don't give up, because this is the way it has always been for 3,000 years. Here in this story, 3,000 years ago, Moses encountered the same thing. He delivered the children of Israel out of bondage. He broke the hold that the mighty Pharaoh had over them. He completely destroyed Pharaoh, discouraged Pharaoh, and he won the victory. And yet the people were like still wanting to go back and give up, right? They were out there in the wilderness and they were saying, let's just go back. Let's quit. And so here's the thing I got to say to you. The word of God tells us and gives us the direction that we need to go. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And when you have God's word, you can rest assured that God knows what he's doing and he knows the roadmap to get you free, right? And so here we find the people complaining to Moses. The Egyptians are hot on our trail. We are here and we're stuck between a rock, there was a huge mountain on one side, and then we're stuck between another rock, which is another place that was a barrier for them to go. They had nowhere to go, and they were at the Red Sea. And so God told Moses to stretch out his hand. Lift up your rod, Moses, and stretch out your hand over the sea. And listen, you know what? That would be a great story if it just ended there, and that was what, that's what God told them to do, right? But really, the story is more challenging than that. I want you to see something here. The Bible says that in Moses stretched out his hand, that's verse 21, over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all night long. All that night. Now, I want you to imagine this. Moses is waiting for the miracle to happen, and it took some time. It took all night. And see, you got to recognize that, listen, a lot of times when God calls you to do something, it's not going to happen just like that. It's not going to happen just like that. A lot of times God will tell you to pray about something, and you'll begin to pray. Stretch out your hands in prayer. You're stretching out your hands to God for help. And then all of a sudden it happens. No, it doesn't. It takes time. And that's what I want to talk to you about. You have to trust God, first of all, though. You trust him that he has the ability to do what he said he would do. Now, Moses did trust God. Here's the thing that a lot of the children of Israel didn't realize, though. They didn't realize it was going to take all night long. It took all night long. And I'm telling you, can you imagine yourself with the enemy hot on your trail, down to your last dime, down to your last time around? It's over. It seems like it's over. There is no more chance for it to come back again. You may be wanting to restore a relationship with a spouse who's broken off from you, and it seems like it's just over. It's taken all night long. You may have a child, you know, who is giving you problems in school, and it seems like I've been going through this for years with this child, and he doesn't seem to be changing. Look, I have a son too. My oldest son had a lot of problems in school, but now he's raising his family and he's a very successful businessman. So I can tell you from personal experience that children, while they can be a challenge when they're young, you cannot predict what will happen in the future, because God controls the future. God controlled that situation with Moses. It took all night long, but God sometimes will allow things to take longer than usual, so you'll learn to trust him while it's dark. They were in the darkness. The Bible says that it was dark outside. Moses is standing out there with his arms stretched out. How long can you stand there, Moses, with your arms stretched out? Why don't you give up, Moses? Why don't you quit, Moses? Moses never quit. Moses continued to stretch his arm out. This is the way we need to go in prayer. We don't need to give up. We don't need to quit. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. But you got to be willing to keep on praying, to keep on believing. Keep your arms stretched out. Keep your faith stretched out to God, because he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him, is what the scripture says. Moses stretched his arm out. And the Bible says the whole night long, a strong east wind blew. He didn't know it was going to happen. But here's what Moses said, though. Moses said to the people, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." He said, stand still. You guys be quiet and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Meanwhile, God was on the other side in the camp of the Egyptians, causing darkness and a great cloud to be over them, separating them from what was happening with the Israelites, the children of God. God was delaying the enemy's approach until his miracle came to pass. But first, God had to give them a lesson. Is God giving you a lesson today? maybe perhaps you feel like giving up, not because, you know, you are possibly in a real bad situation that cannot be solved, but maybe God has you in that valley where you're waiting in the darkness for him to show up. And what is he doing at that particular time? You're sitting in his school seat and you're being schooled on how to trust him, how trust takes time, and how you need to have tenacity while you're trusting him. This is what God wants us to know. Out of this story, it took all night long, not because God couldn't just pow, make the Red Sea to part just like that, but it took all night long because God began to work on his people and work on his people's trust in him. Do you trust God? Even when it seems dark, even when you seem like it's about over, do you still trust God? Can you trust God when it's almost midnight in your life? When it's almost a time when everything seems to be coming to a close? Maybe perhaps you might feel like it's even too late for God to do anything about your situation. You may have a health situation where you feel like it's too late for God to do anything about this. I quit. I can tell you from experience, I've seen many people on their deathbed who have actually got back up and lived again. I've seen many people who've had severe illnesses that people have said are terminal, but God has moved in their life and given them years beyond the diagnosis of the doctor. So what I'm telling you today, don't give up. Trust in the Lord. Trust in him. And with all your might, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Now, I took a lot of understanding. Look, I understand, you know, I'm a human being too, just like you, right? And I see situations that just don't seem like they're ever going to change. But if you trust in God, he's able. He's able to deliver you. He's able to get you out of whatever situation. He got us this far, so obviously he's going to get us farther. All night long. But the Bible says that eventually that whole Red Sea, a huge sea, opened up, and there was dry land on the bed of the floor of that sea. And the people of God walked on that dry land to safety, to freedom, and towards the promised land. And that's the way God wants to do with you. But first, he's got to find out if you have trust in him. Trust is the ability to believe what God is saying and put your full confidence in what he said and nobody else. Don't let anybody talk you out of his promise. Don't let anybody tell you it's too late, that you ought to give up, that you ought to just stop having faith. Remember Job? The Bible says that his wife said to him, you ought to just curse your God and die. No, Job said, you sound like a foolish woman. And what happened? Job was given double for his trouble. I'm telling you to trust in God. And the second thing I want you to know again is that it's going to take time. Time is the distance between what you're praying for and when the answer arrives. You may have prayed for something, and you know, I've been in a situation. As a matter of fact, last night I was praying because I had an upset stomach, and I wept the whole night. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And here I am speaking the word of God to you. It's going to take some time. But not only that, it's going to take tenacity. And tenacity means that you have to have a firm grip. A firm grip on what God has said. The promises of God. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. He says, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but no evil plague shall come near your dwelling place. These are the promises of God. You have to have a firm grip on what God has said. He says, God actually says, As a matter of fact, it is what God is actually telling us, is that no weapon that is formed against us will be able to prosper. If we have a God like that, man, I'm telling you, we should have the tenacity to believe in it and continue to hope in what God has told us. Well, that's it. I just really wanted to share that word with you. And I hope that, you know, again, it's been beneficial to you today to hear that word, because I feel in my spirit that God is about to do something in these last days that's going to shock the entire world. And we're looking at, you know, a lot of things that are very frightening coming out of D.C., coming out of the World Economic Forum, the U.N., and all of the other things. But listen, hold on, keep your faith, because our God is able, and he's a deliverer and a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Well, that's it. I just want to pray with you, and then I'm going to get out of your way. Perhaps maybe you don't know this God. And there's one way that you can come to know him, and that's through Jesus Christ. He is the only begotten Son of God who came to this earth, died on the cross for our sins. That meant that the things that we have done in life can be canceled. All of the mistakes, all of the sinful things that in your past can be canceled. And you can be set free from sin through Jesus Christ, because he died on the cross for you, and his blood was shed instead of yours for you, so that you can be free. Won't you trust in Jesus today? All you have to do is just say, our Father, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Become the Lord of my life. I surrender to you. I ask you to be my Savior. Holy Spirit, take control of my life and order my steps so that I'll begin to walk and talk and act like Jesus. Thank you, Father, in heaven. And you know, give God praise for that, because if you prayed something like that prayer, the Bible says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you are saved. And I want you to get baptized. And I want you to correspond with us, contact us, and I have the number listed in our links in the description, and it may be even up on the screen right now as you're looking. But you can contact us and let us know what God is doing in your life, and I'd love to correspond with you. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. And also, I do thank God for you who are contributing, the people who are actually helping to build the kingdom of God with me. And I always am glad when I have partners to help with what we're doing. So if you want to give your tithes, offering, and donations here, we'd be more than willing and happy to accept them here at True Vine Church. Well, remember until next time that Jesus is the light of the world, and the truth shall set you free. God bless you.